Okay, let's do it. I think if you want to give your life a meaning, you have to have a vision. You have to have vision. The vision, I in my opinion, you only get your vision if you truly know who you are.
And who are you, David?
I'm the man that wants to love myself completely to the full with everything. Because if you look around, we try to find love in other people and in things and in situations and all those kind of things. But it's only the love that you're really seeking in yourself. And if you find that, then you
Isn't love a universal constant, though? Isn't love the defining nature of the universe?
Yeah, in my opinion. What do you think about it?
No, I think if you... I don't know. I truly do love myself. I am a perfect human being.
Yeah.
I tap into what is called the source. And the source provides me with universal love and wraps me in its warm, comforting blanket as I stare into the Missima and find true peace and harmony in the universe.
And how do you find that true love that you can have for yourself?
It's just always been there, dude. I always loved myself. I'm a complete narcissist. What the hell do you think?
It's always been there, yeah. But you have to have there's a turning point in your life that calls a wake up call, and then you get aware from, whoa, man, it's always been here.
right. It's when the spaceship, my joke cast mothership, came down out of the sky.
Yeah.
And that's when I became Dr. Notorious.
Yeah, nice. Is it a long time ago or?
Yeah, a couple months ago.
Okay. Yeah, you know, with me, when I was 17, I get awake from this world that we call the Matrix.
Are you one of those people that think this whole reality is a simulation?
How do you mean simulation?
Like what Elon Musk said, that, you know, your reality, our reality, could be a simulation run by an artificial intelligence or what we would call aliens, but, you know, they would call us.
No. Okay. No, I don't think so.
Shit's weird.
Yeah, it depends, because everybody has their own perspective about how they see the world. You have a different perspective. Me, I have a different perspective. My friends, we have all different upbringing, but we look for the same thing. We look for happiness. We look for love. We look for balance. All those kind of things, and that's also with religion, right? So, but yeah, then there is another power that.
Are you religious?
I was religious in a way that I was going to church all the time, but I couldn't find there my happiness. So
I notice that too. I'd call myself, I'd say I'm a Buddhist Zen Shinto master.
Yeah.
But what I would say is, you know, some of the most miserable people are the most religious people.
Exactly.
And they're angry all the time. They tell you they're happy. Oh, I'm happy. I'm happy. You know, how can you be happy when you have so much hate and anger in your heart? You know, the way they try to put limits on other people's happiness by restricting homosexuality, by restricting, you know, all manner of things, you know, like kids can't touch each other until they're like married or anything. Crazy, or you can't touch yourself.
It's crazy. You know? And that is, then you have an belief in your subconscious mind that tells you that's not good, and that's rejection from your own self,
and that's where anger comes from. You know, anger has to come from that unconscious need of the universe to love,
exactly,
and you're inhibiting that, and so it's like you become like a dam, an unnatural dam in the flow of energy in the universe. And is, I think, what causes a lot of conflict. If you're not open, especially if you're not open to another person's energy, because any interaction you're going to have with anyone, you're going to be exchanging energy, because the human...
for instance, now what we're doing, we're exchanging energy.
Exactly. Yes. Everything is an energy exchange. Everything is an energy exchange, because that's the entire universe. You break it down to the tiniest matter, and it's little ringlets of energy. So
exactly. So you know what it is? I tell people, because they, if I say you have to use your imagination to make a reality, they go, what? Look, for instance, everything what you see around us, all the things, the stuff that began with an imagination, and then it gets stronger and stronger, and then it became reality. Yeah, it's a long road for that, but it became reality, and that's why
I read what inspired me down the path of this, one could say madness, one could say brilliance, is a wizard in Brooklyn, New York. He wrote an article about a spell that he cast on Kickstarter. And his spell was to write a book about the difference between World A and World B.
Yeah.
And World A is just this existence we're in now. You get up, you go to work every day. You try to get by, and usually you come home tired, sore, unhappy, and miserable.
Yeah, man.
World B, still the same world, but you don't have to think like that anymore. No. You know, there's a world, you know, you can have a world, like the world I live in now has magic and fairies and adventures and all. And you know what? It's because I've tapped into the source.
Yeah,
I have tapped into the source of the universe. Love, imagination.
Why do you think they forbid the cannabis and all those kind of stuff? Because
it expands your mind.
Yes, exactly. So that's why they don't like people that are now thinking for themselves.
Are you, what country are you in? Are you in America?
No, I'm from the Netherlands. I'm from Amsterdam.
Oh, Netherlands. Nice. Yeah. Nice.
So, but I'm originally from Indonesia.
Oh, originally from Indonesia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
But you know what it is? A lot of people, and also in America, are suffering from depression, right? Depression.
Oh yeah. Oh,
yeah. A lot of people. But that's because they cannot handle it anymore. Not being who they really are, but they don't see it like that, because when they go to a psychiatrist, they say, "Oh yeah, you just overwork or kind of stuff. You just
right. Here's some drugs. Here's some mass produced drugs. Here's medicine. Here's chemicals that should balance you."
And I discovered, you know, this. You know what depression really means? It comes from Latin. De means as under, press means as above, and eon means I go. As under, as above, I go. But what happens? The doctors and the psychiatrist keeps you under. So you never rise. You have to think of yourself. Think, you know, you have to use your own mind. But you get away from that, from society and all the kind
it's,
of stuff.
Well, it's because, you know, society, psychology itself, I think, is a bullshit profession.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been... And I've been, you know, I've been told to go, and I've been, and I've gone, and I realize, what does this person know? Because I sit down, and if I sit down and tell you six books that I've read, and half of them are philosophical or, you know, deal with the human mind or something, and you tell me you haven't read them, why the fuck should I listen to you? That's you don't know anything about a cultural zeitgeist or music, and it's like, yeah, what did you do with your education? Especially when, like, you know, the shrink they gave me was probably 10 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you got your, you're 20 what? Yeah, you've got your shit together. Yeah, not, man. Fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah. Are you, I immediately feel if somebody's authentic or not. Because somebody, you can read everything about a book, but it gives you more meaning if you've been through it, then it becomes real, and then you can talk with passion, and then you can really penetrate in the soul of the person that is in front of you, and then you connect, because that in my words is really communicate. Also comes from Latin. Com means together, uni means one, and Kate means to get capture. So together we capture that oneness. But what's communication to each other, you
right.
know, and then we are misinterrupted and misunderstood, and then what happens? Anger, wars, all those kind of stuff.
Well, so, I think you know a lot of it is just people are not open.
Okay.
People are not open to other ideas. You're breaking up.
Oh, sorry. You hear me?
Yeah, you're moving around a lot. I hate, that's the bad thing about the Anchor app. It seems like you move around, a hard time.
Sorry.
No, I do it all the time too. This is the one time I'm not pacing or playing with my sword or lightsaber.
Oh, yo, you're a Jedi Knight?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah, man. Yeah, me too, man.
Nate, you know, I can fight in probably six of the seven lightsaber styles, because the seventh, you have to be able to channel chaos. And really only Mace Windu has ever been able to master Mace the Windu, seventh style. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's cool.
I'm more of a type three. I'm like an Obi-Wan Kenobi type.
Yeah? Okay, I'm more like a... Who would I be? Who would I be? Darth Vader.
That's type five. Type five. The overhand. You know, really powerful strikes. Type three is more... is the defensive. It's one of the first styles a Jedi learns.
Okay,
and
cool.
Most people abandon it and they move on to type three like Yoda, or type two like Count Dooku. But Obi-Wan Kenobi mastered type three, and not a lot of Jedi have done that. So Obi-Wan Kenobi was kind of extraordinary in that.
Okay, cool, man. You're a really... do your research.
But no, you're, you know, people, I think, how much time do we have off? I think we only have like 2 minutes left. No, we got like three minutes, 4 minutes. Anyways, people suck, first of all, you know. A lot of it comes from, you know, you have to be arrogant, you have to love yourself, but, you know, there has to be a selflessness in that love. There can't be a selfishness, but we are selfish people. You know, that is how human beings survived for hundreds of thousands of years, is by looking out for oneself. We've reached that point where, you know, one can be born into a life where one doesn't have to work to survive.
Yeah.
And so what do we do now with that energy? And I think a lot of it becomes negative energy, because we don't have an outlet anymore. We don't have that outlet of, you know, hunting things down and tearing them apart. We don't have, you know, we're not constantly working all the time. We're not working our hands to the bone to survive. Yeah. And so, of course, our minds have expanded. And it's sometimes you can't balance that physical and mental scale. And I think that's why, you know, you got to get outside and take a walk, ride a bike.
Yeah, exactly. No, really, man. I find out, because I've been through a couple of struggle years, these 4 or 5 years of my life. I lost everything, but that was the sign and my awareness that I have to really work on myself. And I'm still doing it, but I'm feeling now, what I said to you before, I'm feeling that I really love myself. True and true, more, and then you also attract people that you resonate with. Yeah, for instance, we understand each other on a level, on a certain level, right?
Yeah.
So this is
okay. We got two. Okay. You know? Quick, fast as possible. Yeah. How would you tell someone to give life meaning?
To really invest in yourself by reading books that can help you. Broaden up your mind, and especially your subconscious mind. One of the books that really brought me light was the one from Louis Hay. You Can Heal Yourself. That's a beautiful book. You can also read Think and Grow Rich from Napoleon Hill. Just look for it. And after you read books, you get interested in more and more. But do it.
Yeah,
do it.
I say yeah. Just go out and do it. Do something. Do something. Create something is the big thing. Create something with your mind. Create something with your body. Yeah. Create something with your soul. Once you release that source within you, you will never be able to contain it again. And you will find yourself moving down the path to enlightenment. Because I say, you know, fuck these gurus with their mindlessness and their yoga and their bullshit to be happy. You're not going to be happy unless you're thinking. Unless you're thinking, unless you're feeling, unless you're doing. So fucking go out and do it.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know what guru really means? If you spell it in English, man. Guru. G-U-R-U.
Yeah, yeah. And these people try to sell you their bullshit. Like half the top 10 podcasts are, you know, sit here and meditate and play the sitar or something. No, fuck that. Fuck that. We got 15 seconds. This is Dr. Notorious. This is David the Dutchman. Yeah. All right. This has been great.
Okay.
Nice meeting you. Nice talking.
Night.
Have a great day. Namaste.
Until we meet again. Bye.
Dr. Notorious here from the Notorious Jokecast, coming at you on Tuesday morning. I know, haven't really thrown up much Tuesday stuff, have I? Usually I use Tuesday as a prep for Dis Wednesday, but seriously thinking about just not doing Dis Wednesday, or maybe even just taking a little hiatus from it. Just seems to drain a lot of energy and create a lot of bad vibes, and I don't know if anything really gets accomplished, you know? So, we'll see. See how I feel this afternoon or this evening. See what pisses me off, if anything. But I had a good conversation with David the Dutchman. He was definitely philosophical. I like that. But not, like, distilled down into, you know, like, Western religion, you know. When you take feelings and thoughts and try to make it into a standardized thing for the masses, I think that's when it doesn't really work for me, because I don't think and feel the way other people do, in my opinion. I feel a little different, think a little different. So, yeah, hope everyone enjoys. Call in anytime if you want to set up a chat like that with me, or look for me on the co-hosts. I'm usually one of the weird sounding bubbles. Like, I'm a bubble, or wee, it's fun floating, things like that. So look for Dr. Notorious. Later, people.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.